This is the prophet's corner uncut. This kind of goes along with the teaching, but the title of it, Food is Not Your Weapon. Food is not your weapon. 2 Corinthians 10 tells us what our weapons are. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Only God's word can pull down a stronghold. This is Jeremiah 23:9. Is not my word like as a fire? Question mark, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh in pieces. I didn't finish that. Let me go turn to it right quick. 23:9. 23. Hold on, I'll find it. I guess it's not 23. Oh, it's 20. It's 23:29. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? I was thinking about the Amplified because it goes into a little more detail about that, but it's talking about breaking down a stronghold. The word of God is what breaks down a stronghold. All right, stronghold there means a fort or a castle. These areas in your mind that are being seized, and the only way to bring them down is with the fire of the Word of God. Your weapon is the Word of God. Every high and lofty thing that exalts itself is the fake news. God's Word is the truth, and it is real. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. This may seem silly to you, but this is all Satan's ploy to keep you ineffective in the kingdom. Always being divided, double-minded, and unstable. Faith will not work this way. Double-minded is fleshly-minded. Unstable. James. Let's read James. James 1. He talked about this, about a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He believes one minute God said, and the next minute he believes the symptom. He sways back and forth. All right, 1:2. James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This is the devil's aim, is to keep you unstable. Because when you believe God, it knocks him out of the park. Fleshly minded means it's always full of doubt. I know what the word says, but my mind is telling me something else. My body is feeling a certain way. This is what a lot of warfare is about, the struggle between your soul and your spirit. All right, now turn to Hebrews. This is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, what is the word going to do? It's going to show you, it'll show you're either in faith or you're in the soulish realm. And what it does, it's going to expose the enemy. The word will expose the enemy. That's why it doesn't matter what you're feeling, stick with the word. Don't give in to the feeling or whatever it is that the enemy is trying to bring your way. Right here, it says it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The heart here is the thought, feelings, and mind. The Word of God challenges the fake narrative. Big Pharma, that is means and methods, has it made anyone well? Has it? Even the time of my days here, people were sick and dying all around me. The Pool of Bethesda, that's what Jesus said in his day, the Pool of Bethesda, the thousands of infirm people at the pool, the woman with the issue of blood spent all she had with the doctors and only grew worse. She spent all she had, but no better. Jairus' daughter. Jesus was last resort. In fact, she died before Jesus could get to her, and he raised her from the dead. Now, that same old thing is working today. Yeah. None of these things worked either except to steal, kill, and destroy my people. They were in horrible bondage when Jesus came on the scene. The most tyrannical, brutal, cruel people were ruling Israel, the Romans. How do you suppose this makes me feel since I took my healing on their back, or their healing on my back? Before I went to the cross, they no longer have to suffer loss. It's all about what you think and whether you will avail yourself to my medicine. You might ask that if I'm healed, why am I having all of these symptoms? You're going against the narrative of the God of this world system. This is what you must continue to do. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. When I was here, I had to resist the devil. So that means that you do too. So many are just lazy spiritually, and it's just so much easier to swallow a pill. Well, you can see what kind of thinking this has done to the world. Hell on earth. Most have submitted to the devil and resisted me. Means and methods are not my way, and practice will make perfect. Discipline yourselves to counter the fake news at every encounter, and the devil will soon realize there's no reason to come and bother you. Just imagine when it comes to light what they have done to all of your means and methods that so many have depended on, that they were actually only stealing, killing, and destroying from you. They manufactured them to take you out, keep you sick, take your money. 1 John 5:4. This is what we have to use. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is how we combat it. Okay.